This is Talking Property on 882 6VR, the voice of Perth.
Thank you to Philippa for the 9 o'clock news. She'll be back just ahead of Saturday morning at the football with another update for us. Rob Druitt, all done up in the charcoal grey suit today with the little gavel in the lapel, meaning that he's ready
One
for action.
My favourite blue ties, ready to auction some properties.
Yes, I was going to talk to you about the tie, but I won't bother. Nice, actually. So how many auctions do you have today?
I do. I've just got the two, although I've got two tonight as well, actually.
Tonight?
Yes, I've got a couple Saturday of night. Charity auctions to do tonight, which will be great at Crown. So the Madala Ball and the RSL Ball. So hopefully we'll raise a lot of money for those charities, which will be great. And but during the day, yes, I've got a couple of auctions today, a development site in West Perth at 11 and then a really nice house in Guelph at 12.
Good-o.
And it's a beautiful day to buy real estate.
Every day is a beautiful day to buy real estate. Ask Rob Druitt, written, authorised and spoken by Rob Druitt.
Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle. We've got a couple of special guests, one on the phone who will be coming up very soon, but our special studio guest today, and we're delighted to welcome her to the program. She's not a stranger to 882 6BR. She bobs up with Tony McManus from time to time, and we've had her on the show here before too in her role with the Mortgage and Finance Association of Australia. Her name is Rose De Rossi and she is the Chair of WA. How are you, Rose?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Good for you. And just paint a picture of what the association does and your role in it.
Well, the MFAA is a national industry body, so we protect the interests of brokers, and we also have lenders and aggregators on the forums as well. There's been some changes nationally with the council, so what we've done is we've taken away all the formalities of having state committees and councils, and we've opened up the membership to more of the MFAA brokers and people that want to be involved. And now we run a forum here in WA, of which I'm the chair. And we look at local issues, we look at issues that need to be raised nationally, and you know, we also talk about challenges that we're having as brokers in the finance industry.
Mm, okay. Now, speaking, that's one role that you've got, and of course, you've got that's an honorary role, so it doesn't make you a lot of money.
No.
But Diversify, your organisation, is it's your business. Tell us a bit about Diversify.
Well, we've been around for a few years now. I've actually been a broker for 17 years, and Diversify is a finance broking company. We have, it's a national office, so we've got agencies around Australia. We've got 14 brokers that are always very professional and helpful and looking to offer any finance solutions that you may have. So a big range of products that we offer, even supplementary products like insurance and even health insurance, so things that we can help you with in any lifestyle choice and any purpose that you have.
Excellent. Okay. And we'll ask you how people can get in touch with you at Diversify. But I suppose what we're really addressing today, as far as our listeners are concerned, on 9221882, are questions of affordability for housing finance you know, the situation of the market in general in that
regard.
Well,
it's still very competitive, isn't it? It goes through cycles, doesn't it, with the banking sector? Because, depending on, obviously, the market, but, you know, we went through a period there where it wasn't so competitive, and now we seem to return now to the banks being very competitive and offering quite discounted rates.
They are. Well, these are the best rates I've ever seen in my career. I've been 31 years in finance, and getting rates of 3.75 fixed for 2 years has just been unheard
Amazing.
Of.
But the margin has come down. I mean, one thing is the actual cash rate, obviously being the lowest on certainly our living memory, but it's also how competitive the banks are, and they seem to have returned to that sort of real competitive position.
Oh, definitely. They want your business. And there was, you know, times last year when APRA enforced some rulings, and that sort of changed the way we looked at investment. But that's all come back on board now. And, yeah, the lenders are out there doing pricing as well. So we've got opportunities to, you know, look at a client's position and actually get them rate discounts even from what's being offered to the public.
Yeah, look, it's interesting, isn't it, that with the cycle, the way it's gone, and you just can't see interest rates going anywhere other than maybe down a little bit further or at the very worst as far as homeowners go, plateauing out. But you just can't see them increasing for quite some time. We're going to be in a low interest rate environment for some time, aren't we?
Mm. So 9221882 if you'd like to have a chat to Rose or to Rob. Nice prize at the end of the day. It's a $100 cash prize, and that will go to one of our listeners on the show. You have to call us to qualify. It's made possible by Summit Projects, and they're a division of Summit Homes, obviously, summitprojects.com.au. So $100 up for grabs. Hope to hear from Clint of South Perth. Clint, are you very busy writing emails about our prize and how it's distributed? So if you've got a nice real estate question, poke your head up, son. Give us a call on 922-11882, and we would love to talk to you. But in the meantime, we have another special guest on the phone, and his name is Kevin Young. He's the president of the Property Club, and we're going to talk about the Property Club and where they're coming from, where they come from, and why Kevin's here, because I think he's got some seminars on. G'day, Kevin. How are you going? Are you there, Kev?
I am.
Okay, got you now. Kevin, welcome to the program, and tell us a little bit about your special property and lifestyle workshop that is going to be hosted by your good self on Saturday the 25th of June, at which happens to be next Saturday. Tell us all about it.
Thanks, Harvey and Rob, but I missed it there at the start, so thanks for having me on board.
You're welcome.
We've created more millionaires than all the rest combined in Australia, which I'm very happy about, and we all do it for free. So it's quite a unique concept that really took off in Western Australia, and Western Australia is now our single biggest branch, and we've created 1,000 millionaires and established people in Western Australia. So on Saturday, I'll be just going through the basics of sound investing, and I've been in property for 50 years. I've bought and sold 664 times. I currently have...
You're a good friend of real estate agents.
Well, true. Mate, not the... No, we do it ourselves. We bypass...
Wait a minute.
The agents have to get the highest...
It's been nice talking to you.
Oh, the line's gone dead. What happened there?
Hello? Are you there, Kev? No, it must have gone. Keep going.
Because you've got a big database, haven't you, of investors?
Yeah, we teach about 82,000 people at any one time across Australia the things to do, and most people like to do it themselves, but they need to know the traps, and usually it's the wrong property in the wrong location, or what's more coming about now is the wrong construction. There's a lot of lightweight construction being used for cheapness, but it leads to two problems: ongoing water penetration and expensive repairs. But equally, as the years go by, they simply don't get the increase in value that solid does. So that's a couple of things to look out for. Also, is it the right sort of property for tenanting in that area? Is the area the right sort of area for a couple of growth or not? And what's of particular concern is that from time to time, the media get behind someone who's bought 10 properties in 10 minutes or whatever it may be. But when you look at the type of properties they've bought, they were able to accumulate them for a reason, because they're cheap. But cheap today is cheap tomorrow. And usually they're aged, which means they're going to have a lot of surprising costs with them. So on Saturday, I'll just be going through all the tips that I've learned over the years. I'll be showing people how to work out their own retirement plan so they can take control of their life. And it's just a free education club, really.
Now, obviously, you certainly and your members of the Property Club have vested interests in this next topic that we're going to raise, because you came to our attention because of a story in the paper the other day in regard to negative gearing. We've spoken a lot about negative gearing, and we know that there are proposed changes in the wind depending on who we might vote into government on July the 2nd, and you are stridently opposed to any changes. Can you, and again, we emphasise you've got a vested interest in this. Kevin, what are your main concerns?
We have 1.3 million property investors across Australia, and every year we have 60,000 new dwellings constructed for the investor market. So simply put, 1.3 million doesn't go into 60,000, so a lot of people who are going to be restricted to new are going to jump into high-rise in the city, which is one of the areas that we're recommending against. We think there's an oversupply there. There's an increase of 60% since 2009, and yet what people want are low-rise and townhouses, and the supply of them has dropped 15% to 20% respectively. So the numbers just doesn't compute. It simply can't work.
So, yeah, because they're going to be pushing towards, obviously, new build rather than established. Yeah, and look, whenever governments start to mess with an established system, and negative gearing's been around for 100 years, it has all sorts of implications in the market. The fact that the policy is to actually give a 12-month period before it comes in, that's going to artificially change the market too, wouldn't you say, Kevin? People will be jumping in thinking, right, okay, I better buy the property now, which might actually... obviously, make things a bit more brisk and a lot more activity. But of course, on the flip side of that, once the rules come in, you can't have negative gearing on established properties. That would have a rather dire effect on the market, I would have thought.
Well, it could be because you've then got a property that can only sell to mum and dad owners, not investors. And in that 12-month period, you're going to have a lot of greedy builders jump into the inner city, which is the only place that you can get a lot of supply quickly, and throw up high-rise, which aren't wanted by the market.
We've already got an oversupply of that, certainly in the Perth market.
Definitely, and it's across Australia, not just the Perth market.
And the Melbourne's looking that way too, isn't it, Kevin, at the moment?
Well, all of them. Sydney, Parramatta, Brisbane, Darwin. But the concept is good because when you buy a new, say, $500,000 property, you might be surprised to learn that $200,000 of your borrowing goes in government greed. So it goes into local, state, or federal tax coffers. So it really is good for the economy. So the concept is good, but you don't put 1.3 million people into 60,000 properties. It just doesn't work. You know, if they phased it in over 20 years, it might have some merit. If they found a way to increase the supply of low-rise units and townhouses, which is what the market wants, in progressively over that 20 years, I think it'd be good. But, you know, in one big hit, it's just going to be disastrous. It can't happen, and Labor won't win the election anyway.
Well, we're not getting political here, Kevin. That might be an opinion that you're you're expressing.
2nd of July.
And furthermore, we've recorded this conversation. If you're wrong, mate, we'll play it back on the program.
It'll come back to me.
It will.
I've got to tell you guys that I was the only person in the world that predicted the American financial crisis. There was no GFC. It was only an American financial crisis in 2005 at our national conference. I've got a video of it. In the same year, also predicted in 2008, in November, the Australian share market would crash. And in 2011, at national conference again, I said in Christmas 2015, there'd be a share market crash. So
well, there you go.
A bit of a record.
Mate, you need to change your name to Nostradamus. There's no question of that, Kevin. Tell us just how people can book for your workshop on next Saturday at Hillary's Yacht Club.
Well, thank you for that. It's propertyclub.com.au. And all information should be there, and it's at Hillary's Boat Harbour Yacht Club.
And what's it? What's the admission cost?
$35, which just covers the cost of the day, and then no ongoing fees and charges, no $10,000 surprises and all that sort of stuff. Good. So it's all cash free.
Good on you, Kev.
Well, thanks for joining us on the program. We appreciate your time. This is Kevin Young, president of the Property Club, and an absolute gun when it comes to predicting things. You only have to ask him. Now 9221882. Before we do go to the break and take your calls on 9221882, your thoughts on, we've expressed our thoughts on negative gearing till people are ready to throw things at the radio, Rose. What are your thoughts on that?
I'd have to agree with Kevin, actually. So what a lot of people don't realise is with your mum and dad investors, they're relying on that negative gearing to even help with the capacity to borrow. So when we're looking at lending for those investment properties, some lenders will actually do a calculation for us, allow the negative gearing, that boosts their income and actually improves the amount they can borrow to buy that property.
Okay, good. So they're your thoughts, and people may wish to have other thoughts on that. Pro or con, we take all comments on this program. Michael of Hamilton Hill, you will be our first caller after this.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Spend your afternoon with Peter Bell.
And there's Boylesque as well for those who prefer the sight of a fine-looking lad.
Boylesque. I thought it was Boylesque. I don't think that's going to catch on.
No, I don't know about, the medical side of Boyle. Not a fan of that.
Boylesque, okay.
Afternoons with Peter Bell. Weekdays from midday on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth. For the best price on reliable earth-moving equipment, call Brooks Hire, 1300 Brooks, and don't forget, hire any of the equipment from one of their branches Australia-wide for your chance to win a Harley Davidson. BrooksHire.com.au.
At Woolworths, we're dropping regular prices across the meat department. Like Australian lamb leg roast, price dropped from $13.99 per kilo to $10 per kilo. Just one of the prices we've dropped at Woolworths, and we'll keep working hard to drop prices for you.
I'm now speaking with Peter Cello from Summit Homes to talk about their lifestyle package. Good morning to you, Peter. Tell us more.
Yeah, good morning. I just want to reach out to the listeners who have been thinking about building, or maybe one day have always planned to build, with some great inclusions. Look, until 30 June, they can pretty well have it all with Summit Homes Lifestyle Package.
Well, it certainly sounds exciting, Peter. What's the idea around the Lifestyle Package, and you better tell us what's included?
Yeah, sure. Look, we've got 45 stunning designs, all with premium inclusions, like fully ducted air conditioning, high 31 core ceilings, premium floor coverings, internal wall painting, our Summit Super Wall, and beautiful stone beach tops to the kitchen, bathroom and ensuite.
Well, they are some great inclusions, Peter, no question. Now the big question for you, how about the price?
Yeah, look, well, until 30 June, we're upgrading every home in our select range with our unique lifestyle package, with prices starting from just $215,000. So don't miss out. You can have it all. Just visit summithomes.com.au today.
$215,000. Good starting price, Peter. I reckon your website will melt, mate. I reckon that's going to happen. summithomes.com.au. Have a great weekend, mate.
Thanks, Harvey.
Good on you. That was Peter Cello from Summit Homes.
Want to subdivide your land but don't necessarily want to build? I'm Abel from SubPro, the subdivision and property professionals. Did you know that if you talk to us, you can subdivide within 8 months and you don't even have to build? We can help you unlock the maximum value of your land through subdivisions with total flexibility. Take advantage of our years of experience to help you avoid the pitfalls and maximise the rewards. Book your free consultation now at subpro.com.au. Your property, our passion.
Are you going to be away on Election Day on Saturday the 2nd of July? If you are, you may be able to vote early. All Australian citizens aged 18 years or over are required by law to vote. So if you can't make it to a polling place on Election Day, you may be able to vote early at an early voting centre or apply for a postal vote. Your vote will help shape Australia. To learn more, visit aec.gov.au or call 1-3-2-3-2-6.
It's Toyota Means Business, so jump to it for end of financial year deals too big to miss. Like Hilux SR5 4x4 double cab turbo diesel with bonus tow and stow pack worth $1,300, including fitted tow bar, tow ball, trailer wiring harness and under rail ute liner. See your Toyota dealer or search Toyota Value. Jump to it. For terms, visit toyota.com.au. Offers end June 30 unless extended. Fitment of accessories must be scheduled at time of purchase.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
And you can join us on 9221882. You might run away with $100 cash at the end of the show, thanks to summitprojects.com.au. Now, in one of our chairs today is the chair of the WA Division of the Mortgage and Finance Association of Australia, Rose De Rossi. She's here to answer your questions on those matters. And, of course, Rob Druitt, he's always here. We don't even need to really to acknowledge the fact that he is here. Hello, Michael from Hamilton Hill.
Oh, good morning, Harvey, Rose and Rob. He's also a representative from Summit Home as well.
From what? From Summit Home? No, he was just here to tell us all about the goodies that they've got for sale at the moment.
So my question is in regard to the provision of dishwasher in residential rental property. Is it customary or desirable landlord to provide it where there's actually connection, or is it is for the tenant?
Look, generally the landlord would provide it. There are situations, of course, where there isn't a dishwasher in the property. The tenant would then provide all the fittings and the space was there, would put their dishwasher in. But, of course, when they leave, they take it with them. So generally speaking, most new properties now would come with a dishwasher. It's pretty much accepted. And, of course, the maintenance of that ultimately is a responsibility of the landlord, unless, of course, it can be shown that the tenant has damaged it in some way. So generally you would, but it depends a bit on the type of property too. Obviously, the higher priced family homes, it would be very much expected to have that as a feature, whereas perhaps a little unit or something, not necessarily.
Good, thanks very much.
Good on you.
Good, Michael.
I would have thought if someone rents a property that doesn't have a dishwasher in it, and they decide they want a dishwasher, I would have thought if they go to the landlord and say, I want a dishwasher, the landlord would probably say, well, you can stick one in, go, I'm not going to provide it for you because, you know, it wasn't there when you...
That's right. You take the property in the state and condition that it is.
Exactly.
But, you know, it depends. Sometimes you rent a property and there's a big hole in the kitchen there. That's where the dishwasher should go. And it's a nice new kitchen and it's a nice property. You would normally expect it to be in there. So, you know, the tenant might say, as part of the lease, you know, to say, look, would you put a dishwasher in? And, of course, it'll stay there and with future tenants and so on. So, I mean, with the dishwashers now, they last quite a number of years and there tends to be little maintenance on them. So they are a good feature to have in the right property.
Yeah, okay. That's an interesting point. I don't think we've had that question raised before.
No.
Mary of Joondanna. Hello, Mary.
Oh, good morning, Harvey and Rob.
Good morning, Mary.
I've got one question that has been on my mind, really, really hard to solve it.
Oh.
Now,
Now
the interest rates are all down and the investor is looking at investment properties to let. Right?
Yes.
What about that land tax? It's killing the landlord.
Oh, boy. Now you're going to get me going.
Mary.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mary, we've had half an hour of Rob being in a good mood. Now you're putting him in a bad one.
I've gone real cranky now, Mary. If you've got investment property and would know that last year and the year before we had 15% increases, which are well above, obviously, the rate of inflation. And then, lo and behold, this year we get our land tax basically doubled. On top of those increases, which is just outrageous. I couldn't agree with you more. It now represents a significant portion of the cost of an investment property. And, look, I know the state government are short of funds and they need their money, but, you know, to smash the property investors so heavily, I'm sure, Rose, you've heard it from your clients as well, significant impact. And, look, it's not just the landlords too. Let's have a little bit of a thought about the lessees of commercial properties. You know, their businesses, particularly in retail and so on, are down, and a requirement of their lease is to pay the land tax, in a lot of cases they can't afford to.
And then, of course,
it falls back on the lessor or the landlord. So, look, it's a major issue for investment of property in Western Australia and a major issue for the state government too, because I think they realised that they went too far and too hard on land tax, and it's, you know, it'll play out, I guess, you know, with time. I would certainly recommend any landlord out there that feels aggrieved, investor, by the increases in land tax to be in contact with their local member to express their strong concern about the very high increase, which is way out of base.
Yeah, it's just killing the people, you know. I've been looking around and they've got investment properties that they want to get rid of now, you know, and it's not good for the country.
Well, the problem is that the market is a little bit slow. It's not an ideal time to be selling. And, you know, for a state government and federal government, you know, ultimately, you know, the politicians, they want us to provide for our own future. They want us to be able to invest so that we can look after ourselves in our retirement. And one of the most important premises of those, of course, and one of the easiest ways for people to do that, and usually the lowest risk way, is to invest in property. But
when it
gets to a point where the land tax represents almost your rental for the property in some cases.
What's the point?
And you know, so it will, you know, it has dire consequences ultimately in a number of ways. Obviously, we've got a massive oversupply of rental properties at the moment for various reasons I won't go into, but that will change. Of course, ultimately it gets passed on down the line and in rents and so on in the next cycle. Let's hope that the state government will recognise that they went too far with land tax.
We just had this one, $7,000 from 2,500. It went up to 7. That's incredible because you just can't survive on that.
Well, yeah, perhaps, yeah, I think we should all be writing to Minister Mike Nahan and saying, look, as Treasurer, I think we've gone a little bit too far on this and we need to, you know, have a bit more respect for the property investors in Western Australia and it needs to be viable and those sort of increases just aren't sustainable.
Good on you. Thank you very much indeed, Mary. Rob will now cease frothing at the mouth and we'll be talking to the rest of you who have chosen to call us on the program, and we've got plenty of room on the board, by the way, 922 11 882.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
If using MYOB makes you want to bury your head, zero in and change your small business for good. Start a free trial at xero.com. Xero. Beautiful accounting software.
Don't miss the Junorma savings at ABC Blinds, including 30% off clear outdoor blinds for winter. Plus, we'll beat any quote by 5% guaranteed. Conditions apply.
Call 13 13 15 ABC.
I bought a Jeep from Wanneroo Jeep. Don't miss Wanneroo Jeep's 4-day mega sale. Ends today.
You might just pay too much if you don't buy a Jeep from Wanneroo Jeep. DL1931.
Right now at Masters. Switch on to huge savings with a massive 30% off all indoor and outdoor lighting. That's 30% off all ceiling lights, downlights and pendants. 30% off all table, floor and desk lamps. Even 30% off all outdoor security floodlights and solar lighting. Yes, all indoor and outdoor lighting, even already reduced lines, all 30% off. But you'd better be quick, they'll be gone in a flash. 30% off all lighting ends Wednesday, 22nd of June, only at Masters.
If you live on a block with your house at the front and not much out the back, you've probably thought about developing. Building a property to sell or rent is an excellent investment, but there's always the barrier of the second mortgage. Well, New Choice Developments can fix that. While New Choice develops and builds on your block, they'll cover the cost of your second mortgage. So with that barrier out of the way, now is the time to see what potential your block has with a free assessment from the development experts at New Choice. newchoicedevelopments.com.au. I'll do that again. newchoicedevelopments.com.au. Conditions apply.
In the Weekend West, cheap stays, the highs and lows of Airbnb, and how to avoid the pitfalls. Brilliant burgers, great ideas for meat and free veg in a bun. Also in the Weekend West, On the Warpath, Aussie actor Travis Fimmel reveals how he's conquering Hollywood. Plus, Magical Mauritius, your travel guide to a true Indian Ocean island paradise. Only in the Weekend West.
We looked at funeral insurance, and that's fine if you go early, but if you hang about like we plan to, you can end up paying 3-4 times what a funeral actually costs. That's why we chose a prepaid funeral with Barron O'Day. You know, we paid today's cost, and that's it. No increase in premiums or ongoing payments to worry about. We even planned our funerals using their online funeral planner.
Bowra and O'Day, the West Australian family-owned funeral company. To find out more, visit bowraoday.com.au.
Don't miss the Junorma savings at ABC Blinds, including 30% off clear outdoor blinds for winter. Plus, we'll beat any quote by 5% guaranteed. Conditions apply.
Call 13 13 15 ABC.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11-882.
Yes, indeed, and $100 up for grabs, as always on the program, thanks to summitprojects.com.au. Rose, in regard to our previous caller, Mary, I think you had a comment on raising finance and that sort of thing that is pertinent to her call.
So if you're looking at the costs that are involved, you may want to have a review of your investment portfolio, even with commercial now as well. So we sort of find that investors are sort of set and forget. They, you know, that's the main thing that they look at, but and they sort of concentrate on their own owner-occupied properties. But, you know, you should do a review of everything. The rates are so good now, even with investment properties. And I know with commercial, we've got lenders knocking on our door saying, look, we've got these new products on offer. Mm. They should be looking at everything.
So the differential between commercial and residential, perhaps not as much as it was before.
It's not. It's quite low at the moment.
Mm. That's interesting. All righty. We've got Peter of Netherlands on the blower. G'day, Pete. Peter, you've got your phone on. Of course, you've got your phone on. You've got your radio on as well. So you go and turn that off while we go to Nick of Bibra Lake. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just my concern is in relation to the land tax. We've got a property down located in Bunbury. Now,
right,
it's gone from 14,000 right through to 29,000 in 12 months.
Yep.
That was the increase. Now, how anyone could possibly justify that, how the Barnett government can justify that, is just unbelievable.
It is quite remarkable, isn't it? And that, obviously, that's a fairly... Is that a commercial... You say, no, it's a vacant block of land. So that makes it very difficult for you because you're holding costs. You're not getting any income from that land?
No, not at all. Not real.
Yeah, and that puts you in a very difficult position because, wait a minute, it was bad enough at $14,000. All of a sudden, you've got a little bit over double that this year to pay. You know, where does the money come from?
It's out of our back pockets. And unfortunately, when you start discussing with the members of Parliament said, yes, that's unfortunate, but that's what Nahan wanted, Dr. Nahan wanted, and he rushed it through,
yes,
through Cabinet, and so did Barnett.
Yeah, look, I totally agree with you. I can't.
So I guess it's a stage where I think we should all get together with the salary group and everyone go up to protest up at Parliament House, and I'd be willing to do that.
What I'd be interested to ask you, Nick, is
yes,
that in what is a, shall we say, slow, level sort of property market, how could the value of one property double in 12 months? Are there any factors that
there's a couple of problems with it? Yeah, I can answer that. Mm. One was that the rate went up significantly, and also it's a 3-year average with working out the assessment of the land. So it's a legacy of a strong market in 2013 that's still playing through at the moment when clearly values have fallen. So that double whammy, and mostly because of the changes to the thresholds and the rate, of course, meant that you get this effectively doubling of some of the land tax, which isn't sustainable. And you're right, Nick, action. You know, the politicians need to listen to their constituents. There is an election next year, and I think it's a very risky play from state government to hit the property investors. You know, a solid backing for the Liberal government, and you know they've really got to think about that they have you know gone too far, and it's just not sustainable.
Well, it's not, and also the other factor, I guess, the influencing factor that we have to look at with land tax is if a company has a multiple of properties, you lose that 300 threshold.
Oh, very quickly, and the progressive taxation is very cruel. It doesn't take much, and next thing you know, you're on the highest rate, which is quite significant. So, yeah, and the reality is that that progressive rate of taxation means it's a disincentive for people to have two investment properties. Majority of people across the market only have one, but those people who aspire and work hard to try and provide for their retirement and get an additional property, all of a sudden they find that their land tax triples because you've got this progressive taxation system where it's added on and the rate's higher.
So what can we do?
Our options as a group of people is to let the politicians know that it's not acceptable, and there will be consequences, and of course that means action, and somebody's got to take up that mantle. Certainly Rewa's been pushing hard in an advocacy role to state government to say, hey, look, you know, the investors really can't afford this massive increases. As I said, there's a state election next year, and I'm sure they'll be looking at that, and you know, if they get the strong message from the public that this is a very serious issue, they're going to need to address it.
Well, let's hope McGowan's got other views.
Well, you'll be able to make a judgment on that. Comes at March, is it, next year?
March next year, with the election. But the problem is, once these rates are in, I don't think it matters what government comes in. They'll say, well, that's already in, that was the previous government, and we need that money now.
Can't unscramble the egg.
Yeah, can't unscramble the egg. So we need action now, I agree with you. So get a group together and we'll join behind you.
Good on you. Thanks very much. Thanks, guys. Terrific show.
Thank you very much indeed, Nick. Now, I don't know what's happened to Peter of Nedlands, who had his radio on, because maybe his battery has gone flat on the mobile.
Hopefully he'll ring back.
Hopefully he will ring back, and you've got the opportunity to call us.
He'll be in the draw, won't he, for the prize?
That's exactly right. I don't think we've got any text at the moment what is it? 19999677, 19999677. If you want to send an email, just pop it into harvey@6pr.com.au. So we've got a clear board for you. It gives us an opportunity perhaps for us to talk to Rose, who is here in her capacity as the chair of the WA Division of the Mortgage and Finance Association of Australia, but to maybe address your firm Diversify. Where do we find you?
We're actually in North Perth, and we have five agencies throughout Australia, but our main office is in North Perth. We've got Facebook and website, so people can find us that way as well, and they can interact and ask questions through that as well.
I find that with people like yourselves, there's always a question raised, well, they're professional people. If I go in for a consultation, how much is it going to cost me? Do you provide free consultations?
We do. Brokers can actually charge an upfront fee, a professional advice fee. We waive that for our clients, and obviously we have that professional body behind us. And, you know, the service that we provide is obviously going to be the intermediary between us and the lender. So having that relationship with a local broker is very important. And I think you'll find that most brokers throughout WA probably wouldn't be charging because we get commission from the bank. That's how we get paid.
That's an important point to make, that when a deal is struck, your livelihood is derived from the financial institution with whom you do the deal. It is not you don't take any percentage or any commission from the client. That doesn't mean, and there's been a bit of confusion, Rob, hasn't there, in the past, that doesn't mean that you're not still up for the same sort of fees and charges that would normally apply with the generation of a home loan. Is that correct?
That's correct. So what happens is there's no additional cost to the client. It doesn't affect their rate. It doesn't affect any of the upfront costs that the lender would be charging. It's basically a referral fee that they're paying us. So it's an upfront commission. And people may not be aware that we also get paid trail, which means it's an ongoing commission for us to be able to look after that client.
Mm.
So it's very important to have a relationship with your broker. They need to be in touch with you. They need to be in contact and keep you up to date.
Hmm. Well, see, the banks have structured it now so that they don't have as many staff processing loans. They've effectively farmed that out to a lot of the finance brokers, which makes a lot of sense.
That's right. No overheads. You know, we do the work for them and we have that relationship with the client.
We had quite a spirited discussion last week, Rose. I don't know if you heard.
I was going to bring that up, yes.
On reverse mortgages. Do you deal with those?
I do, and I actually know that there was that discussion. To be quite honest, it's actually a new phenomenon that's been happening with reverse mortgages. It's on the move. It's on the move up. And I'm finding now that, unfortunately, some of the borrowers coming to us still have a mortgage, you know, late into their 60s. And that's actually something I hadn't come across before. Normally, you'd have a freehold property and you're looking to fund your lifestyle. But nowadays, we're getting more borrowers that actually still have a home loan to repay. They're on the pension now. It's very limited income. And luckily, we can do something for them to help them.
Yeah, probably just bring that mortgage up more is what would be needed. But then, of course, if they're in retirement, they don't have the income to service it, do they? Which makes it very difficult.
Very difficult.
Yeah, there was a lot of discussion about it. And look, the margins are certainly a lot higher. You know, I don't totally agree with the view that, you know, the banks are there just to rip people off with reverse mortgages. I think a point that was made, which was very relevant, is that they're
not
very
specifically,
small.
No.
they know how to make money, though, don't they? But, you know, they're very small mortgages, aren't they? They're $50,000 or $80,000, and there's very little margin. There's not a lot of money in it for the banks in that regard.
Not.
So they have to charge more.
They do, and the rates, you're looking at about 6.3%. So it is more expensive than a home loan. Obviously, there's the added cost to the bank that they're not funding. They are funding, but they're not receiving repayments for that for a very long period.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, they're getting no repayments until eventually the property is sold.
That's correct.
And also something which I didn't realise, which was quite fascinating, is that, and that's why it's a lot much lower percentage, but if it does go into negative equity, the bank has to cough up for that.
That's right.
So there is, although it's a small risk, there still is a risk there that needs to be factored in. So, yes, look, they are more expensive, but they're just a different product. It's horses for courses, not going to suit everyone. I think we had one call last week where the chap said it was perfect for him. Well, that's great, but it's not going to suit everyone.
No.
No, that's right.
Good-o. We'll talk to Diane from Ellenbrook shortly.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
The Toyota Rumour File.
Rumour has it, WA state team coach Darren Harris has been approached by Claremont Footy Club to coach there next year.
Who's coaching there this year?
Simon Broadbridge, isn't it, Tiger Tales?
It is, yes.
Have you heard a hot rumour? The Toyota Rumour File. Weekday mornings after 7 and 8 on Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis, where all the big stories break.
Danny Green here at Invisigate's testing facility, where they put their security screens through hell to make sure they're tough enough to keep your home safe. Constant salt spray corrosion testing ensures that Invisigate is tough enough to withstand harsh Aussie conditions. It won't age in the elements like other products on the market.
Whew. Made from 316 marine grade stainless steel and backed by a knockout 15-year warranty, Invisigate is the only choice when it comes to protecting your family and home. Head to invisi.com.au or call 1300-INVISI for more info. Invisigate, it's bloody tough stuff.
If you live on a block with your house at the front and not much out the back, you've probably thought about developing. Building a property to sell or rent is an excellent investment, but there's always the barrier of the second mortgage. We can fix that.
Damien!
While New Choice develops and builds on your block, they'll cover the cost of your second mortgage. Barrier gone.
Nice work, Damien.
So what's stopping you now? NewChoiceDevelopments.com.au. Conditions apply.
The Golden Ponds Cafe is open 7 days a week with a delicious variety of lunch specials on offer. Mouth-watering whole crayfish with garden salad and chips, just $49. Chili mussels are a catch of the day at only $9.99, or a classic roast beef and veggies for $9.99. Lunch specials available every day, 11 till 2.30. And for the sweet tooth, Golden Ponds has a coffee and cake special for just $5.50, available till 5pm every day. Golden Ponds, Mundajong Road, Belldivis, one of WA's most popular tourist destinations.
Woolworths Big Night In is back.
There's the snap and boom! Down like a sack of potato chips.
But our customer has picked them up and raced them all the way to the register. Now he's in this week's draw to win one of seven ultimate sports holidays.
This week it's the NFL in Texas.
Take you and your family all the way to the USA, valid for up to four people.
Simply buy any three participating products from eligible brands such as Coca-Cola, Arnott's and Kettle in-store or online. Enter at woolworths.com.au/BNI to go in the draw or win instantly.
Only at Woolworths.
Function. Providing for your family is important, and we're not just talking about food and clothing, but also preparing for their future if you're not around. 50 Up Club's exclusive life insurance special offer with Noble Oak closes in 2 weeks. You'll get a 20% discount for the life of the policy, plus you'll pay no premium for your first month. Noble Oak has been around for 137 years. The chances are you won't be. So think ahead and act now. Get a quick quote and see for yourself at 50upclub.com.au. Any general advice provided by 50 Up Club Proprietary Limited does not take into account your individual objectives, financial situation or needs. You should consider whether the advice is right for you and read the Financial Services Guide and PDS at 50upclub.com.au.
At Woolworths, we're dropping regular prices across the meat department. Like Australian lamb leg roast, price drop from $13.99 per kilo to $10 per kilo. Just one of the prices we dropped at Woolworths, and we'll keep working hard to drop prices for you.
This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And time is on the wing, so you better get in now if you want your calls answered. And we've got a couple on the board, might have time for one more after that, depending on the length of the first two. Diane of Ellenbrook. G'day, Diane.
Yeah, hi. Sorry about my voice.
That's all right.
I just wondered when it would be a good time to buy in Ellenbrook.
How about this afternoon?
Yes. Talk to some of our Rewa members out there. I'm sure they'll be very pleased to see you at Home Opens. There'll be plenty there this afternoon. Look, I think in the next 12 months, it's going to be very good buying right across Perth, quite frankly. I think our market is, it's had a correction, not insignificant, probably around 10%. It varies a little bit in different markets. There'll be some areas which will be oversupplied. We know that in some of the apartment sections and so on. Ellenbrook's well established now, and of course Averley next door as well, with the newer stock coming through as well. Let's not talk about railways and so on. We won't get into that, or buses. We won't go into that subject.
It's all potential.
Look, it's a well established area, and prices have come back, so there's very good buying through there. So really, I think any time in the next 12 months, I think will be good buying through Ellenbrook. Now, are you looking to buy there to live or for investment?
No, to live.
To live, yeah. Okay, then, I guess there's not an urgency in the market at the moment, but as I always say, real estate is opportunistic. You look around and then, oh, wow, that's good value and it suits me. You know, you can say, oh, maybe the market's going to fall further. I'll wait. Well, that same property may not come up again forever or, in the next 12 months. So I think any time from now, if it's good value, it's good buying.
All right.
For medium term.
Okay, good. You might care to give Rob Copley or Pam Mitchell a call at The Vines Real Estate. They work that patch. They're friends of mine, and I highly recommend them, Diane. She's gone.
She's gone off to talk to them.
She's gone to give them a call. You're there, Graham?
Yes.
Graham, you live in West Perth. What would you like to ask us?
G'day, Rob and Harvey. I've just got an idea, actually. Capital gains tax. There appears to be a lot of property in Australia which is caught, unredeveloped and unsold because of the 1985 capital gains tax. What about lobbying for a 25-year, one-generational rolling bait for capital gains? So, for instance, 25 years back from now is about 1991. If you held it for more than 25 years, then you don't pay capital gains, and you free up a lot of those inner city.
That's a good idea. Rather than have this set date, yep, 19th of September 1985, etched in our memories. So you keep a property. What you're saying is you keep a property for 25 years, then it would be tax-free.
Correct. And then the smart city, inner city stuff that Malcolm Turnbull's starting to talk about would enable that regeneration of cities and releasing properties that are lying unredeveloped.
Yes, that's true, because people would be saying, well, wait a minute, do I really want to sell my property now? I bought it for next to nothing in 1990, and I'm going to get smashed with capital gains tax.
Correct.
Whereas they can sell it, get the money for their retirement, have less burden on the government in that regard. Okay, they don't pay as much tax, but I think it's a great idea. But of course, I'm going to like that idea as a property investor and a real estate agent. Anything that's going to help investment and creation of wealth, it does flow through to your whole economy. So I'd be talking. Why don't you talk to your local federal member about that and see if you can champion that? I like the idea.
Thank you.
All right, good on you, Graham. Thank you very much indeed. Coming up after the 10 o'clock news is Saturday morning at the football, and amongst those august gentlemen who shall be presenting the program for you is the one and only our afternoon presenter. He just plays radio, and he gets serious on Saturday mornings, not between 12 and 3 on Monday to Friday, the one and only Peter Bell.
Good morning, everybody. Harv, how are you going? Good morning. Enjoying the
right
program.
Right after the Hawks last night, mate.
Did you think you got away with it last night?
Oh, pinched it, because...
they dominated, didn't they, North, for a long period of the game, particularly the first half.
Yeah, not because of any umpiring. And Scotty's developing into a little whinger, isn't he?
Oh, Brad Scott?
Brad Scott,
he's had some interesting things to say about Lindsay Thomas.
Will he get into trouble about... Will he be fined for those comments? He's criticising umpires.
He might get a please explain, and then depending on what his explanation is, it could escalate from there. But we'll talk about that.
Sookie Lala, I call him.
Do you think that, though... I know that you were one brown iron, one gold eye there. Do you think, though, it did look a bit... Because Sicily got a couple of the very similar free kicks to Thomas.
Earned everyone.
You think? Okay. We'll ask our audience that exact question.
You're talking to the wrong person.
We'll take a look at...
You're talking to a non-objective person, mate.
The Dockers in Port Adelaide and also West Coast and Brisbane. No doubt the Scott Lysette situation will come. It's a strange one there. And we try to keep a very open eye with all the football. We'll have a look at what promises to be a brilliant match. The Western Bulldogs playing tonight against Geelong. That's just going to be an absolute ripper, isn't it?
Belter, isn't it? Yeah.
So there's a lot to talk about, Harv. We've got a very open show today. We're looking for the audience, the listenership, to get in and get involved.
Excellent. All right. Good on you, mate. Thank you very much. Thanks, Belly. Very quickly, Vince of Oakford. G'day, Vince. I've got a text to bring to your attention too. Hello, Vince.
G'day, Harvey.
Yep.
There's a lot of people that actually can't get negative gearing anyway. If you claim HEX for university... you can't actually claim negative gearing, because when you apply for it, they subtract it, but then they add it back to your income. There are a lot of people out there can't
actually good point. Yes.
Claim
yes.
it.
Yes, that's right. You know? Yes. Until you've expunged that debt, I guess, which makes sense. The government wants to get their money back.
There's a lot of people out there that can't get it. And Harvey, just one more thing. Go Frio.
Good on you, Vince.
Good luck, Vince.
It's a pity we're out of time. Now, very quickly, Jan on the text. We'll be selling my 3-bedroom townhouse soon near Vincent Street near Beattie Park Pool.
Good spot in there.
Are there lots of townhouses for sale like these units?
There's not a huge amount through there. I've sold a few just down the road from that in Vincent Street, around the mid-fives. Depends on the age of the property, of course. Great little spot in there. You're so close to the city, aren't you, Rose? And of course, you've got all the infrastructure close by. So it's the old story at the moment. If you get the price right, I guarantee it'll sell. No problems. There's buyers out there.
Jolly good. All right, now, tis time. Listen up, Clint of South Perth. Time to declare our winner of our $100, thanks to summitprojects.com.au, which we had a trumpet fanfare, because our winner today is Mary of June Danner. She was our second call. She had a bit to say. She fired Rob up. That's probably why she won. She got him absolutely stimulated on the show, and he hasn't come down from that high yet, but about interest rates and land tax. And a good call, Mary of June Danner. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. $100 coming your way thanks to summitprojects.com.au. Before we do go, once again, Rose, thanks for coming in. Rose DeRossi is from Diversify, and she's here as capacity as the chair of the WA Division of Mortgage and Finance Association of Australia. How do we get in touch with you for both bodies, if you like?
Well, for both, they can ring 1300 555 9949, and also through our Facebook and website, they can email me.
Okay. What's your email?
rose@diversify.com.au, and it's diversify with an I, not a Y.
That's right. Or the good old Google is the way to
That's
go.
That's perfect.
Now, as we mentioned at the start of the show, you're done up like the PD Clark today, mate, and ready for action. Tell us about your auctions.
Yeah, off 11 o'clock, I've got a nice 9-unit site with a DA on it, development approval already on it, in West Perth there in Cowell Street, number 39 Cowell Street. We're going to start the bidding around mid-9s. So developers out there, you want something to get your teeth into straight away, come down and buy that one. And 12 o'clock, a beautiful home in Gwella for sale at 26 Allenson Retreat, 12 noon. So I look forward to getting that one away. And then, of course, got the two charity auctions tonight. So hopefully we'll raise lots of money for the Mandala Foundation and the RSL ball, which will be great. Looking forward to it.
Okay, good. Well, you're going to be a very, very busy man. Just are tickets still available to these charity shows or not?
I'm not sure, but I think they're well patronized.
Pretty well patronized.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah, there'll be a full house at the Crown tonight.
No worries. Good on you, Rob. Darren's sitting in this chair next week, and you'll be in, of course, with a special guest. We'll tell you who that is during the course of the week. And Rose, thanks for coming in. And if you're available for selection again in the future, we'd love to invite you in once again.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Thanks to both of you, and thanks to you for all your calls today and your interest in the show. Thanks to Gemma for producing the program. Stand by now for the news and Saturday morning at the footy.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. With expert